The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of Praise 107.9 or its parent company, Delmarva Educational Association.
Welcome to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, presented by Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Today, you will be blessed as you listen to God's prophet, Dr. Abiola Idowu, the presiding bishop of CREPA, that's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. In CREPA, we have experienced the word-working wonders in the lives of the people. We have many testimonies, and today is your opportunity to receive fulfillment in your life. We know the most powerful technology ever is the Word of God. Faith will be born, and your life will never remain the same again. So please welcome Bishop Abiola Idowu.
Praise the Lord. Our God is good, and His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. What a joy to be together again tonight on the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment, the program designed to take you to the place where God has created you to be. And I believe so strongly tonight that as the word of the Lord comes forth to you, there is going to be joy, comfort, breakthrough, transformation on every side in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because God's word works. I'm telling you, I can't wait to see you at the top, because that's where you are designed to be. But before we go into the word tonight, shall we just have a word of prayer? Father in heaven, we are so thankful tonight in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. We adore you because you are faithful to the end. Thank you because of your loving kindness, your tender mercies. Thank you for 2020. Thank you for what you are doing already. Lord Jesus, we can see everything is working for our good. Receive all our praise in the name of Jesus. Father, I'm asking, oh God, that you will send your word to us again tonight. Jesus, by the power of your Holy Spirit, speak through this tongue. Lord, think through my mind. Lord, let me speak your word in boldness. Let there be the confirmation of miracle signs and wonders in the life of the people by the spoken word of God. Thank you, because we know it's already done. We give you praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. I welcome you one more time to the Hour of Destiny Fulfillment. Now, everyone is going forward this year, and the devil is going to put an open shame. I want you to know that we have been dealing with something that is very crucial to everyone's destiny if you are going to go to the next phase. I've met people that they've been saying, now we're going to the next level. And I asked them, what's the next level? Next level, they don't even know it. They just know next level. Now, next level of what? And many times we have discovered that people are not oppressed, they are not destroyed, they don't fail in life because of the devil. No, redemption fixed that. It is not our prayer, it's not our fasting that destroyed the devil. Jesus Christ destroyed it. We enforce it with prayer, we enforce it with fasting. But Jesus Christ already did that. Now, the reason people are not prospering is because of lack of vision. It's not your background, it's not the community where you live, it's because there is no vision. The scripture says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, it said, my people, where there is no vision, people are destroyed. He said, people destroy for lack of vision. Lack of vision. The word perish means to be out of order, to live in the dark. Now, people are destroyed. People are loosed because they don't know where they're going. They cannot see into the future. Now, what will you do when you don't even know where you are going? It's so easy to be confused and be depressed when there is nothing you are looking up to. Now, listen to this. You cannot pursue what you don't see. And what you don't pursue, you can't obtain. I must say that one again. What you cannot see, you cannot pursue. And what you don't pursue, you can't obtain. Now, many people are just walking around town. Many people are just saying, we are hopeful. And you see, I just ask them question, hopeful about what? Somebody can help you when you say, I'm traveling to New York. Mm-hmm. Okay, you are going to New York. Yeah, yeah. Now, they can tell you, how do you want to get there? Either by train, by car. Now, either by ear, just please don't try to walk. But please, but somebody is ready to help you. Right. But you just say, I pack my load. Where are you going? I don't know. Now, many people are living the life of I don't know. God is in charge. Yeah. Yes, that's, I don't know how people just think that way. God will never be in charge of what you don't know. Because even when he's leading you, you will not understand what he's saying. Because you don't know it. You don't know it. Understand, we are designed to function in a particular areas of life. There is a deposit of omnipotency in the life of every one of us. God deposited something inside of you, inside of me, to look exactly like him and to be in charge on the earth. That's why the Bible says we are created in the image and likeness of God. That means there is a bit of God inside of you to manifest your dominion, your success, your breakthrough, to have your peace and master every situation on this earth. The God in your inside is always crying for expression, because that is how you are designed to function. You are designed to live from the inside out, not from outside in. A majority of people are living from outside in. That's why they are confused, because there is so much that is outside that is telling you what God said is not true. Remember, Jesus Christ already said this one. He said in John chapter 20, verse 21. Now, this one of the scripture that helped me and changed my life. He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. As the Father sent me, so send I you. Now, let's come into conclusion. Can Jesus Christ lie?
No.
So what's going on with us? He said, as the Father sent me, so send I you. In other words, the same thing he put inside of me to function, he put inside of you.
Amen.
That should erase every mentality of failure, every mentality of oppression from our life completely. In fact, it's supposed to kill every fear and doubt.
Yeah.
As the Father sent Jesus, he sent me. Now, when Jesus Christ came here, he was welcomed by the rich people. Mm-hmm. Maybe I need to tell you this one. The wise men came to welcome him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are not three wise men, as religious people told us. They are wise men with three gifts. And let me tell you, those gifts are not small purses or small briefcases. No, it's chariots. Now, I was studying something the other time, and I stumbled on this truth. They said they valued the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh that was given to Jesus that day. It was $120 million worth. Now, that's what they brought to Jesus. And as the Father sent you, So he sent you. Jesus Christ was never oppressed. Jesus Christ was never poor. Jesus Christ was never weak. Jesus Christ was never sick. Now, does that mean when challenges of life come, we are sinning? No. You need to rise up and say, no, I'm not sent this way.
Okay.
Now, listen, I was saying something a few hours ago in the church, and I told them, I said, it was the silence of Adam that brought oppression. He was there when Satan came into the garden. He never said a word. It will have just said, because God already gave him dominion over the beast of the earth, including serpent. Adam need to do is, Satan, what are you doing here? Get out. And that will be it. And it will be, it will be out of the garden forever. He watched him until he was able to deliver his message. Why do you watch the devil deliver his message to your body? Why should you watch the devil deliver his message to your marriage? Why should you want the devil to deliver his message to your children?
Yeah.
You know he's always with a message. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Destroy him before he destroy you. Because God has given you the power and the anointing.
Yeah.
And he gave you the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Now, to win every assault of the devil towards your destiny.
Yeah.
And somebody say, is he happy? Because I'm not ordained. I'm not a pastor yet. Now, listen to this. There are people that were not even in the company of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said they took the name of Jesus and they were casting out devils.
Mm-hmm.
To an extent that the disciples became so envious. And they said, Jesus, these people are not part of our team.
Right.
And they were casting out devils. You've been in church too long.
You
be in church too long. It's time for you to tear the beast out of your garden. Get out now, you foul devil. In the mighty name of Jesus, and focus your dream. As the Father sent Jesus, so send I you. He sent you. So walking in the consciousness of that increases your confidence in God. Vision makes you resilient. Vision makes you unstoppable.
Yeah.
because you are always encouraged by your vision, because you know you can see it. Now, despite the fact that it's not here yet, does not mean it's not coming. I told some people, I said, that is nobody that is tired. There is nobody that is tired, nobody that is weak. And I said maybe the other time too. Now, people are tired and weak because there is nothing else to do. And that's what I said. Pastor Jai, you remember I used to say this one. If you just come from work and you are so tired and you just crash on the couch and they say, I am not going nowhere again today. And maybe they just call you and they said, please help us do something. I am not. See, I've been working since morning. I'm so tired right now. So you just drop the phone and you are saying it sincerely from your heart. And suddenly somebody call you and say, it's the Pastor Jai. I'm here. Yeah, I've been trying to locate you for some time now. Say, oh God. And that's the way some people talk on the phone. You know they don't want to talk. Hello, hello, hello. And they just said, you see, I have a $10,000 check here and I've been looking for you. He said, where are you? The energy just came in because there is something you are looking up to. When you are not looking out for anything, life becomes a burden. Death becomes attractive. But vision keep the fire burning inside of you. The end time army of God is going to rise and shine based on vision. Thank God for the anointing. Anointing without vision will lead to annoyance. Can I say that one again? Anointing without vision will lead to annoyance. You begin to cause everything. You begin to be angry with everybody. Let me bring you back to the scripture in Joel chapter 2 and verse number 4. Joel chapter 2 verse 4. He said, the appearance of them is like the appearance of horses. That's strength. And as horsemen, so shall they run. Like the noise of chariots on the top of mountains shall they leap. Like the noise of a flame of fire that devoured the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Verse number 6. Before their face, the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his way. And they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one trust another. They shall walk everyone in his path. That's vision. Yeah. Now, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall run to and fro in the street. They shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the window like a thief. Yeah. That means vision makes you unstoppable. Can you just imagine? They were just running on their own path. Therefore, nothing is wounding them. Yeah. Many people are here and there Christian. They don't even know what they want out of life. Yeah. Redemption puts you in a store whereby you can just choose what God has called you to do. Yeah. And many times people get there and just keep on watching other people shine. In fact, they get so much carried away that they began to look at other people shining and they think their own vision is inferior. Yeah. There is no inferior vision in Christ Jesus, because the same grace that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is inside of your life. Yeah. It is the way you carry your vision that determines whether it is inferior or superior. Yeah. These guys, the Bible says, neither shall one trust another. So it's not going to be the issue of I'm pushing this one away. No, everybody is shining on their own path. I was looking at the life of Moses. Moses, the servant of God, was shining. Moses, servant of God, had the instruction from heaven. His shining never stopped the shining of Aaron. Aaron was shining in his own class. So everybody have a place at the top. Men and women of vision see obstacles as opportunities. So they are never depressed. When things happen and it looks as if the whole world is turning upside down, where they are going is so clear. The promised land is more clearer to them than their wilderness. And let me tell you, everyone that is going to the promised land must face giants. Yes. So when you face your giant, don't ever think you are already finished. Can I tell you this? I mean, your giant is an indication that you are very close to your promised land. When they were in the wilderness, they never saw any giant. No. So they are too far. The moment they were in Kadesh Barnea and they are almost crossing to the promised land, guess who showed up? The giant. Now, when the giant showed up, pray. praise him because you are very close to where you are going. And giant can be anything. It can be financial for problem. It can be marital problem. It can be health issues. Don't ever allow the devil to have the last say in your life because you are already programmed to last. Amen. Oh my God, somebody need to hear that. You can't stop God. People of vision knows that if you can't stop God, you can't stop them. Because they are not on their own. God sent them and is going ahead of them. In fact, the scripture says, I will go ahead of you and I will make the crooked places straight. Now, if God is going ahead of you, it is stupid of me to begin to think I'm going to crash. Because I know the one that is going ahead of me said, I speak to the sea and the parts. He said, I can fry all the fishes in the oceans. That's what he said in his word. So when you don't have a vision, you begin to get confused every day. What people call vision is just ambition. Oh my God, I need to say that. Because ambition is trying to outdo others. And they say it's vision, I'm pressing on. Will you pressing? You pray. That's it's ambition. You just want to outdo others. No, vision is God given and God driven. It's God given and God driven. It is in your heart. It is what God planted inside of you that God wants to see to bring glory to his name. Are you hearing what I'm talking about? So when you are born again, God wants you to fit in into that vision that he planted into your heart. Now, many of us didn't even know that your vision is born with you. It's just because you have not discovered it. And when you are young, you used to talk about it until some people started talking you out of it. Oh, yeah. When you are a kid, you tell everybody, I am a rich person. And when you buy you a toy, you say, that is my Cadillac.
That's right.
Hello. Until you start growing up and they say, that's expensive car, don't try it. You say, I'm a doctor. And you begin to behave that way. Every toy that you want to buy is towards what you think is in your heart. When you start going to school, they just say, well, to be a doctor is not easy. And they say, huh, is that true? And they began to plant a new dream inside of you to kill the one that you are born with. Now listen to this, there is nothing impossible anywhere. I'm telling you, if God plant it in your heart, you can achieve it on the earth. And I want every one of us to begin to see the dream that God planted inside of them and put the pieces of their life together. It's not too late to start. Abraham started at 75. Somebody said, well, a fool at 40 is a fool forever. It's because they don't read scriptures. If you have read the Bible, you've discovered that a fool at 40 is just trying to locate himself. Somebody needs to hear that.
Yeah,
because the day the fool become wise, that the status changed. Man. I can imagine at 75, the fool, the so-called fool Abraham, became an institution. It's not too late. Where are you going in 2020? Stop just saying, God, I know you will do it. You will do what? Take your pen. Take your books and begin to write some things. Now listen to this. I told you last Saturday, I said, God is already thinking of you. Just download from him. Lord, what is it that you are thinking about me? I need to know it. Show me. And God will do that. The gift of God is in you is to complete the cycle of greatness in other people's life.
Beautiful.
Don't despise it. I saw the lepers that were confined into the bush. They were not supposed to be in the city. Read your Bible very well. They were the one that saw that the Syrians already fled. And they took the good news to the palace. They are not supposed to be in the palace. But what was in them introduced them to where they are not supposed to be. They didn't produce nothing. They just saw what Israel didn't see. Now guess what? After the Israel came, and they were able to get all the spoil. You think they left those guys in the bush? No, their status changed. Don't let the devil talk you out of what God put inside of you. Don't let your friends, don't let your background. Now that I know God wants to do something, but look at where I live. Where you live is not what housed you.
Amen.
What you drive is different from what drives you.
Amen.
So begin to look into the inside and let your vision be clear. God has been speaking this vision to you. Yes. It is because it's bigger than your head. Right. That is why you think maybe it's just my idea. Mm. Listen to this. God don't speak to us based upon our size. He speaks to us based on his size. And his size is bigger than our head. Yes. So when he speaks to us, just believe it. That's why faith is very important. Faith is very important. You may not look like it. Many times you don't look like it. But God see what he created. Can I tell you this? People look at you based on what you have achieved. God look at you based on what he created. Two different things.
Amen.
So that's why when you think you are weak, he says you are strong.
Amen.
Because he didn't create a weak person. When you say, oh, you say, I'm so poor, I'm just going through. And God said, no. Everybody see you that way. You saw yourself that way. But God saw a champion. God saw a winner. God saw a pacesetter. And that is what is calling you. Look at it. The man of God got to the house of Jesse. And he saw Eliab. You remember that? And he said, this is the Lord anointed. Now, it looks like that, but it's different from what God packaged. There was a particular boy in the bush. Everybody neglected him. In fact, in that party, he was not invited. Can you just imagine? Maybe you be in that place, they've not invited you because they think you don't have anything. I'm telling you, in 2020, God will introduce you himself. The man of God stood up and he just said, let me anoint him. And the Lord said, no, I've rejected him. For I look into the heart. So what do we do right now? He said, ask them a question. There is one guy that nobody wants to look at. He's living in the slum. Okay, now, nobody wants him to come into a family meeting because they think he's a disgrace. Go for him.
Amen.
When David came, the Lord said, rise up and anoint him. Now, God introduced him. That is what God is going to do in somebody's life.
Amen.
In 2020.
Amen.
God will introduce you himself.
Amen.
Let me tell you, God knows your address. He knows your phone number. He can call you 12 a.m.
Amen.
And introduce you to somebody that needs to help you.
Amen.
And that is what is going to happen right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Everybody may disapprove you. Jesus can already approve you.
Amen.
Because he loves you and he died for you. Now listen to this. You must not allow anything to steal your vision or kill it. Set your vision before you always. Write it in a place you can lay your hands upon it every morning as you are waking up on your bed. Don't put your vision in the office. Because by the time you get to the office, you have forgotten. So many things is going on. You wake up in the morning, you look at the ceiling, the next thing you are looking at is your vision. Lay your hands upon it and speak that vision into existence. He said in Habakkuk, chapter number 2, verse 1 to 3, he said, I will stand upon my watch and see and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. So that means if this vision will come to pass, you must be responsible. It's your duty to watch. And he said, and the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. And make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. This is January. Everybody just making resolution. You made it last year. You forgot it. Because there is no way you wrote it. If it is not written down, you won't remember how to speak to it. And let me tell you, God has given you a mouth and a wisdom so that you can convert that vision into reality. Now, we saw from this scripture, he said, stand up. He said, I will stand upon my watch and I will watch what he will say unto me. You have to stand your ground every day. Don't just lay your hands on your vision every Sunday. Let it be every day. And go to a church whereby they can fan your vision into flames.
Yeah.
Something that is coming to you, pushing you forward.
Yeah.
Now listen to this. If your vision is dying daily, it's based on what you are hearing daily.
Okay.
Oh, maybe you don't hear that much.
I hear you.
Yes, sir.
It's because you are not allowing the life of God that is on the pulpit somewhere to fire something inside of you. I am not saying you don't have the Holy Spirit. I am not saying that the hand of God is not upon your life. But the Bible says, stir up the gift of God that is in you by the laying of our hands. They may not lay hands. I used to tell people, I may not lay hands on you every Sunday, but I will lay the words on you.
Amen.
By the time I lay the word of God on you, it will stir something up in your inside. Because God's words works. Yes. I like you tonight. Mm-hmm. Take that paper. Take that pen and begin to write. And if you are just using your electronic gadget, maybe your iPad or whatever you are using to write, begin to type. What is it that is coming to my mind? What dominates your mind may be what God is saying to you. You are trying to get away from it. God is just pushing it. You can start that business. But I don't have money. Now listen to this. Money is supposed to be the last thing you consider. Consider your vision first. Every vision provokes provision. Every vision provokes provision. If you are looking for provision first, you won't start nothing. Because the devil will discourage you about how to get it. Just write the vision and let's begin to trust the Lord. And I know God has laid upon my heart. At the end of this month, we'll look back. The vision is already speaking in the mighty name of Jesus. And maybe you are hearing me, listening to me tonight, and you have never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Even if God is pushing a vision to you, the enemy is there to steal it. He's a vision stealer. I want you to come into the fold so that when the Lord planted the vision, God will help you to realize it. And I want you to just say this prayer after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you thanks because you love me. You died for me. On the third day you resurrected. Father, I give my life to you today. Come inside of me. Live your life through me. Let me fulfill what you have created me to do. I give you thanks because I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. And maybe your vision is so real sometimes, but now you are just looking. But I used to think like this. Maybe because of this. Now, don't worry. Even if you have, you sided off, God is just still saying, I love you. Why don't you just locate him? Tomorrow morning is another opportunity to put fire into this vision and make it work again. Tomorrow service, Pastor Jan,
yes,
we are going to have an encounter with God. We've been fasting throughout this week, and tomorrow we're going to break our fast, and that is going to be an anointing in the house for supernatural excellence.
Yes.
Pastor Jan, come on now, take it.
Yes, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow, Bishop. Ooh. Tomorrow is the day we've been waiting for, not only to break the fast, but to have a profound encounter with God.
That's
I'm telling you the truth. This has been so awesome, Bishop. We thank you so much for that wonderful word from the Lord. We are truly blessed. I want to take this time just to welcome our listening audiences. We thank you so much for tuning in. This is your hour of destiny fulfillment with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. We're located at 7171 Arlington Expressway. We certainly want to invite you out to our services tomorrow. Now, tomorrow we have two services. The first service is an early service at 8 a.m. in the morning. So if you get up early, come out and worship with us. The second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, no problem. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call for a ride is 904-646-8210. That number to call for a ride again is 904-646-8210. Come out to tomorrow's service. It's a service you don't want to miss. Now, tomorrow's service is our Covenant Day of Excellence.
Wow.
Our Covenant Day of Excellence. Woo. Now, who doesn't want to be excellent? Man. We strive for excellence in everything we do. Amen. And tomorrow, Bishop's going to lay it out there, our Covenant Day of Excellence. And we're going to talk with Bishop about that when we come back. But right now, we have Isabel Davis on the way with Wide as the Sky. Stay with us. We'll be back after this.
You're everything to us, Jesus. Everything to us, Lord. Everything, everything, everything. Oh, hey.
Song says this.
Hands up, hearts open, wide as the sky. We lift you high.
right. We are back live in the studio with Dr. Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Now, you have an open invitation to our services tomorrow. We have two services. The first one is an early service. It's at 8 a.m. And the second service is at 10 a.m. If you need a ride, call us. We'll be happy to come and pick you up. The number to call is 904-646-8210. That number to call again is 904-646-8210. Now, tomorrow, you're going to want to come out and worship with us, because tomorrow is a service you don't want to miss. Tomorrow is our Covenant Day of Excellence. And we're going to talk to Bishop about that. Bishop, a Covenant Day of Excellence. Tell us about it.
Now, thank you, Pastor. You see, excellence is a spirit. It's a spirit that promotes you. Now, when the spirit of excellence comes upon you, you are preferred above everyone around you. That was exactly what happened to the man called Daniel. The Bible said the spirit of excellence was in him. Excellence is not just to put things in right order. No, it's a spirit. Now, it pushes you to know the right thing to do at the right time and be at the right place at the right time. It pushes you. Now, the king said, now, I perceive as different spirit in this guy. He said, because of that, he was preferred than the governor and the president and the witches and the wizard. The guy was in charge of all occultic and everything because the excellent spirit was found in him. Tomorrow, there is going to be an anointing for excellence.
Yes.
Now, what do you mean by that? Now, listen to this. The Bible says, the Lord God of heaven put upon Joshua the spirit of wisdom or excellence to an extent that he was able to lead the children of Israel. What Moses could not do in 40 years, he did it in 3 days. And a crossover, because Moses lay hands on him. So tomorrow's service is going to be an impartation service to move you. This is January 2020. Yes. You need speed.
Amen.
And this is the year the Lord said, go forward.
Yes. Amen.
So we're going to part all the Red Sea tomorrow. Come and come. See something happening.
Yes, come. Come and see.
Glory to God.
It's on at 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. Two services. The first one is 8 a.m. and the second one is at 10 a.m. Make plans right now to come out tomorrow morning and you'll be mightily blessed. So now we're going to introduce the Fulfillment family that's here with us tonight, live in the studio. Of course, we have Dr. Abiola Idowu here with us tonight. Minister Thunder is here with us. Pastor Christian is here. Pastor Clarence is here. And of course, I'm yours truly, Pastor Jan Jones. We truly count it a blessing to have you here with us tonight. And we thank you so much for tuning in. So now it's time for us to move into that wonderful segment that we call the Moment of Change. And to take us right into it is Pastor Christian. Pastor Christian, how are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored, and I'm thankful to be in the studio tonight. Man. I can tell you, Pastor Jan, the word that came tonight was a word that is full of not only power, but you can see the grace of God all over it, because this is what it
presence
takes for you to move from one level to another level.
Yes.
It's not just like what Bishop was saying, where are you going? But he gives you nuggets, understanding. Right. I was soaking it in, and I just thank the Lord for your life, sir. As you were pouring to us this evening, we thank the Lord that he continued to use you, your obedience, as we see, as our Father and Lord, you know, we ask that the Lord will continue to give you more unction, and that, you know, the grace will speak in your life, sir, in this land.
Amen.
You know, as you were speaking about vision, sir, you know, we have to not only thank the Lord, but to thank you, because it takes a revelation for you to sit and listen to the word of God like that, to be able to transmit it to us in the way you did. But here's what I wanted to say. Most times as believers, we hear the word, and you know, Jesus was saying, there are some that we hear, we cheer, and we'll be joyous as we hear them. But the action behind it is what is the issue, because the enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy. You have given us insight into Luke. There is a way you can have vision speak in your life. If you don't have one, get one. But, you know, as you always tell us things like, look, your environment can make a big difference.
Yeah.
Because if you are in an environment where it is toxic, your visions are going to be snatched by vision killers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't know who you are, somebody is going to tell you who you are not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So and as believers, we want to be able to understand that, you know, God has empowered us to have dominion.
Mm.
But dominion cannot be enforced in ignorance.
No.
So now I want you to help us here, because when you have a vision, that's one thing. But to nurture that vision with direction, with insight, with the word of God, because the word of God is the water. It waters you. Mm. It gives you strength. It is the very life that gives you the excellence in being able to manifest that vision that you have.
Okay.
Sir, can you help us understand this? Because, you know, why am I saying this is very important?
Mm-hmm.
Being in the right place at the right time makes a big difference.
I tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can listen to this broadcast now, and tomorrow you are in the wrong place.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everything you heard tonight can be just snatched from you by the enemy.
Okay. That's true.
We are on the radio every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We call out to people and we say, come to the program where you will change your destiny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This program is meant to change your life.
That's it.
We can only call.
You have to be.
We can only speak.
Yeah.
And this is a situation where folks are in all the time. They hear the message. God is speaking to you.
Mm.
But what does it take to make that change? I want you to help us understand the steps that it needs to be changing the direction. If you're in a place where you know you're not growing, you know you don't have the vision, you know something needs to get given.
Mm.
What are the steps to take to change the dynamics?
Okay.
Help us understand this.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. For some of the questions, you're already answering them. Now, the point is, let me just say, we are here right now. The Spirit of the Lord is here. And if I take a seed of corn and I put it on this table and I anoint it and we say, shall we just pray? Now, tomorrow, what will happen to that seed? It will still remain the same. Why? Mm-hmm. Because we just put it there, we don't plant it.
Mm-hmm.
Every vision has to be planted.
Right.
And not only planted, planted at the right place.
Right.
Now, many times, it is not because you don't have a vision. Mm-hmm. People have vision in their heart.
Okay.
They know what they want.
Okay.
But the truth of the matter is, they are not planting it in the right place.
Right.
Now, if you are in a... I used to tell people, no matter what God wants to do with your life, the people around you goes a long way. The Bible says, he that... walk with
the wise.
The wise shall be wise. The companion of fools shall be destroyed. Now, if your life is around fools, now don't say, why is he talking like that? The Bible. Don't stone me. Stone the Bible. He said, the companion of fools shall be destroyed. So it is me that will determine the people around me, because God will not choose them for me. I choose them by myself based upon the help of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Now, if you don't surround yourself with people that keep on pushing you, people that tell you you can do it, you can do it, I am telling you, it's not going to go anywhere.
Right.
Now, listen, if in your team, your council of friends, you are the only one that knows everything, you need to move up.
Right.
That's it. That's it.
That means you are just the chairman of people that are going nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you need to look at somebody that has gone ahead of you so that they can push you. Thank God you are pushing others. People have to push you.
Right.
Otherwise, you become so obsolete and you think you are the only person that is happening in town. Mm-hmm. Because that's very important. The church you go, the friends you keep,
right,
the word you listen to, even the game, the shows you watch,
yeah,
goes a long way to increase what is inside of you. Because a lot of people just think, okay, now I'm a child of God, I will just wait until God moves something. No, it doesn't work that way. In fact, God spoke to the man called Moses. He said, what is that in your hand?
Yeah.
I think God will just come from heaven and part the Red Sea. No, he won't do that. What is in your hand? He said, the rod, the stretchy forth. It is Moses. It was Moses that stretched forth the rod. It was God that parted the sea.
Right.
What is inside you must be used before God moves.
Mm-hmm.
I have tried. You have not tried. Use what is in your hand.
Yeah.
It may look as if it's small. Just concentrate on it. Allow the Holy Spirit to help you.
Yeah.
Be in the company of people that just say you can do it.
Yeah.
And then you get it done.
Bishop,
I have two questions.
Number one
was for the person that's sitting there with their dream book and feeling as though nothing is coming to them about their dream. What is your recommendation? How do you guide them into speaking to God, praying in order to gather that vision? And the other is for the person that has the dream and they have people close to them, like maybe a parent or maybe a spouse that is not supportive of that dream. How do they move forward and deal with that individual in their life as far as do they pray for them? Do they not share the information with them? Those are my two questions.
Oh, yeah, I mean, I have direct answers to two of them. The first question is that people have the dream and it looks as if it's not coming to pass. Now, remember, the Bible says in that book of Habakkuk that we read, he said the vision is for an appointed time. He said at the end, it shall speak.
Right.
You see, there is no vision that speaks without faith. Now, I was talking to somebody of recent, and I told this person, because he was talking about the vision that he got. He has a lot of places he wrote the vision. And I brought my dream book out. And I just said, look at this. I said, I have a vision. But I have a picture behind every vision, because we think in pictures, but we speak in words. We don't think in words. We think in pictures. And I've said that one to majority of us. If I just said, my cat is black and is big. In your head, you're already thinking about my cat. You don't think about C-A-T cat.
Right.
You are thinking about cat big.
Gotcha.
How big is? Is it big like my own? Oh, maybe like my neighbor. Now, you have not seen the cat, but you are already forming a picture.
Right.
We think in pictures. Now, when you want, I want to get a new house. Where is the picture of the house you want?
Nice.
It increases your faith. When your faith is going down, you look at the picture. The picture itself speak back to you. That's it. Number two, you have some parents or whatever friends that don't want to, they don't identify with your dream. Stop telling them. Don't share it with them at all. Now listen, let's look at the scripture. The Bible says, and Jesus Christ do not reveal himself to them because he know what is a man. Even the disciple, he said, don't tell anybody this vision. In Matthew chapter 16, where they came down from the mountain, he said, don't tell them this vision about my resurrection. Why is he hiding it? Because if he has revealed it to them, they will stop him from fulfilling what he needs to fulfill before going to the cross.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
That's true.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to thank you, sir, because, you know, once again, you have given us understanding that, look, this is the moment of change. If you just tune in, if you are going a direction and you're going nowhere, Bishop is just giving you stop.
That's right.
Repent, turn around, take another direction. And this is an opportunity, Pastor Jan, for our audience and our friends and family and everyone that's listening to take a good look at yourself and say, look, this is a time that I need to make some changes.
Yeah.
Because he gave us some strong advices, and these are scriptural. He said, if you are walking with the wise, you become wiser. You become friends with the fools, you're going to be destroyed. So, you know, I know that those that win souls, they are wise. That's what the word says. So, you know, he's here giving you understanding of being a wise person. So tomorrow, Pastor Jen, is an opportunity for you to come to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly. There's two places.
Yes, it is.
You can be able to hang out with the wise. Am I correct?
Yes, that's the first place is 7171 Arlington Expressway. That's tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. for the first service. That's an early service. And the second service is at 10 a.m. Now, the second place is 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104, Orange Park, Florida. And those services start at 10 a.m. We thank you so much. That was the Moment of Change with Dr. Abiola Edobu, Pastor Christian, and the Fulfillment Family. Now it's time for us to open the phone lines. We're getting ready to open the lines. We're going to give you the number where you can call live into the studio. Bishop is here. He's standing by. He's ready to pray with you. Call in and connect with the anointing that rests on the life of Dr. Abiola Edobu. That number to call is 904-831-1079. The number to call live into the studio is 904-831-1079. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray with you. That number is 904-831-1079. 1079. So, Bishop, tomorrow's service is a service that we're all looking forward to. Yeah. It is the spirit of excellence, our covenant day of excellence. Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong. Well, excellence is a cut above. Mm-hmm. It's above extraordinary.
Yeah, it's to excel.
Yes, yeah, exactly. I'm telling you. And we all want to be excellent in everything we do. But sometimes, no matter how much people try, mm. You know, it's just that because it's us that's trying. Mm. Yes, but help us with that, Bishop, because, I mean, everybody wants to do excellent. We want to do excellent in our exams.
Yeah.
We want to do excellent in our homes, right. In our relationships. Help us with that.
Yeah. Now, I want you to have this understanding that the spirit of excellence makes you to excel in everything. When it rests upon you, it gives you direction.
Yes.
It guides you. Mm. It shows you what to do. You know what is next, because it comes on you the way it came upon Jesus. Now remember, they saw the apostles, they said, these people they are unlearned. In other words, they are not educated. How do they get all this wisdom? And let me tell you, it's the spirit of excellence.
Yes.
It's the spirit of
excellence. And that's the covenant day of excellence.
That's it.
And that's tomorrow at 7171 Arlington Expressway. So we're going to go over to the phone lines, and we have a call on the line. It's Brother Ryan. Brother Ryan, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hey, praise the Lord. Good evening, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
I'm calling in because I'm calling for prayer for my credit score. I'm really trying to get it up to where I need it to be. But, you know, I believe in the principle of sowing. And, you know, I've been sowing, and I'm believing God that he's going to miraculously turn around my credit score, that my, you know, I mean, I got some things on there that shouldn't be on there from a previous divorce. And I'm just trying to get it together. I just need prayer for my credit score, because I feel like giving up, and I'll keep pushing, but I just need that strength. You know what I mean?
Okay. Now, my brother, I don't want you to push anymore. I want you to just relax. Number one thing is, you have sown your seed according to what the Holy Spirit laid upon your heart. Now, start giving him thanks. Now, it is your thanksgiving. Don't even say, Lord, why is he not changing? He's already changed. Just begin to thank him, because your worship, your praise waters that seed. And the next thing is a great harvest. Father, I thank you for your son. I give you all the glory, because your word will never go unfulfilled. The scripture says that as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Lord Jesus, your son has sown the seed. I command the harvest to come speedily. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, before the next broadcast, I'm asking, oh God, for supernatural help, divine contact, opportunities from heaven that will change the course of history completely to the glory of your name. Thank you for doing it. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know what the Lord said to me? I should tell you,
amen.
Rejoice. That's it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Ryan. God bless you. So we have another caller on the line, and this is Sister Shirley. Sister Shirley, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Bless you.
Hi. Yes, ma'am. I would like to, I'm calling for prayer for better employment and a Christian mate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to agree on that. The scripture tells you and I, he said, and the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You'll be above only and not under. The best is for covenant children. So we are going to agree. And let me tell you this. God knows you need this man in your life that is God-fearing. And we are going to call this man now. And God will make it happen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you all the glory, because each time we gather together in agreement by faith, things happen. My God and my King, I speak to the life of your daughter. Lord, you know she needed a good job, better job than where she is right now. My Father, my God, I release the spirit of favor over her life. Lord Jesus, I command the angels to go right now, set things up, and connect her with greatness. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the man that will give her joy and give her opportunity to serve you better, I connect them by faith. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that your daughter will share a testimony that God has done it, and your name alone will be glorified. I call it done. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Congratulations. God bless you.
Amen. Thank amen. You. Thank you so much, Sister Shirley. God bless you. So the phone lines are still open, and the number to call is 904-831-1079. You still have time to get your calls in. The number to call is 904-831-1079. Give us a call. Bishop is here. He's ready to pray for you. Call in. Call in and get your prayer. I mean, we need to agree with you. The Bible said where two or three are gathered, there I am in the midst of them. So call in. The number is 904-831-1079. So, Pastor Christian, we have some things going on in CREPA. We always have things going on in CREPA. We're just coming off this fast. We've been fasting for all week. Thank God it's Sunday tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Praise God.
You will be rewarded on this one.
Yes.
Yeah. Tell them how this fast has blessed you, Pastor.
I mean, it has been one of those moments that you connect with the Word. Like today, I was in the presence of the Lord, and I could just feel the honey in the Word, sir. And it's a joy to be connected to the spiritual life that our Father in the Lord was talking to us about this morning.
Yes.
He said, when you have the Spirit of God in you, man, it's so beautiful. It's indescribable.
Amen,
yeah, that's
amen.
All I can tell you.
Yes, and then tomorrow we'll be done. But come out and join us tomorrow. Come out to Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, 7171 Arlington Expressway, 8 a.m. for the first service and 10 a.m. for the second service. If you're in the Orange Park, Florida area, come out to 1670 Wells Road, Suite 104. Services start at 10 a.m. So we're going back to the phone lines. We have Sister Sabrina on the line. Sister Sabrina, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Well, I was just calling because I was driving and seeing the park. But the CD ejected out, and I was praying, though, while the CD was going. But what I was thinking, it just came on, and he was praying in reference to what I was praying about. And I'm a widow, and I was asking God about a husband because it's been a few years. And he was just praying for the young lady on the phone for a husband. And I was just talking to God about it, and it kind of scared me. I don't know, but I agree.
Wow. And that's a confirmation of what God is about to do in your life this year. It's a great confirmation. And I'm telling you, the power of speed is released upon you right now. Every obstacle to your dream, they are completely removed in the name of Jesus. I decree by the authority that is in the name of Jesus, by this time next month, you will be sharing testimony of God's divine breakthrough in your life. Receive it now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Sabrina. God bless you. So we have Brother David on the line. Brother David, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight? Okay, I think that call is dropped. Let's go to the next caller. We have Brother Willie. Brother Willie, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
How you doing?
We're blessed.
Me as well. Thanks for answering. I was calling for prayer.
Okay. Father, we are so thankful for your daughter. We give you all the glory and all the praise because of your faithfulness and your mercy. Lord, I release your blessing upon our life. 2020, you are breaking forth on every side in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I am asking, oh God, supernatural help that we carry every burden, that we destroy every counsel of the evil one in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I decree that strange opportunities that will open you to what God has planted inside of you is released upon your life right now. Go and enjoy the goodness of God in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. God bless you. We have another caller on the line, and that is Sister Barbara. Sister Barbara, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Daniel.
Oh, Daniel is back? Okay, Daniel, we have you on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Yes, hi. I would like to have a prayer for my current relationship with the father of my child.
Okay.
I want us to get married, but I want to make sure that God places it on in our lives to get married. It's not our decision, it's God's decision.
Okay. Now, we're going to ask the Holy Spirit to do that. He's going to just make everything work and give you direction. Father, We stand by the authority of the word of God. The Bible says, seek ye out of the book of the law. He said, none of these shall fail. He said, none shall what I meet. He said, my mouth has spoken it and my spirit has gathered them. In the name of Jesus, I decree that there will be divine guidance in this relationship. I'm asking, oh God, divine direction. Lord Jesus, that you will help your daughter. Lord Jesus, she will not make her own choice. In the name of God, we trust it into your hand. We believe it and we call it down. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. So we have one more caller that's on the line. Caller, you're on the air. How can we serve you tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you. How are you?
Bless.
God
bless.
I was calling in, I'm believing God this year for, I'm asking the Lord to guide me. And I'm asking him to protect my children and, you know, to stir them back in the right direction into him, give them a relationship with him, you know. But they have to have the mindset, and there's so much distractions. Last year, one of my children was murdered. You know, and I'm just asking God, you know, he's been keeping me strong, and I thank him for that. I thank him, I truly thank God for that. But I just need God to lead and guide me and give me the wisdom, you know, in.
Okay. Let's just pray. Father, we thank you because the Bible said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hill where cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. He said, he will never suffer your feet to sleep. For he that keepeth his strength never sleep nor slumber. Father, in agreement, we commit to your son and all the family, everything that belong to him into your hand. Lord Jesus, we know and we believe that whatsoever we commit into your hand, you are able to keep. Lord, you will keep them, you will protect them, you will comfort them on every side. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm asking, oh God, for supernatural door to open. I'm asking, oh God, you will say to them, you will bless them, you will increase them on every side, you will perfect everything that concerns them. And I ask, oh God, by the blood of Jesus, your inheritance and your portion is delivered into your hand right now. Thank you, because I know it is done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. So, Bishop, our time is up. We've got to go. We'll see you next week. Until then, remain blessed and remember,
Jesus is alive.
You've been listening to your Hour of Destiny Fulfillment with Bishop Abiola Idowu from Christ Resurrection Power Assembly, located at 7171 Arlington Expressway, Jacksonville, Florida. Our worship times are Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and a second service at 10 a.m., also on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. For more information, please call area code 904-646-8210. We will see you next Saturday at 7 p.m. Until then, remain blessed. Jesus is Lord.